This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by the country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during last year's student uprising. The tribunal also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhry Abdullah Al Mamoon, who turned state witness to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. The 78-year-old politician, who was tried in absence and currently living in exile, has called the court's decision biased and politically motivated in a statement released after the verdict. She said the verdict was a foregone conclusion, handed down by an unelected government with no democratic mandate. Security has been ramped up across the capital in view of the verdict. Minister of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interest of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. In Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims have been killed after a passenger bus carrying them from Makkah to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs.
To achieve long-term success, we will have to focus on three major things. First, develop our design teams. My second request is to focus on getting Six Sigma quality in every product that we manufacture. And third ask is, as far as possible, for everything that you use in your factory, in your plant, in your laboratory, get Swadeshi, get Atmanirbhar.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the meeting of Northern Zonal Council, NZC, in Faridabad in Haryana today. Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, along with Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi participated in the meeting. During the meeting, a moment of silence was observed to pay tribute to the victims of the Delhi Red Fort blast. Coordination among the state governments, water sharing issues and development work was discussed in the meeting. Labour force participation rate, LFPR, among persons of age 15 years and above increased for the fourth successive month to 55.4% in October this year, hitting a six-month high. The LFPR in rural areas also increased to 57.8% last month, while in urban areas it dipped to 50.5%. The Voice of Baloch Missing Persons, VBMP, today said that enforced disappearances of political workers, students and other residents in Balochistan remains unresolved despite 16 years of protest, sit-ins and rallies. VBMP Chairman Nasrullah Baloch says thousands of Balochs have been forcibly disappeared and thousands have been killed extrajudicially, yet the situation continues to deteriorate. Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department have also raised concerns after two Baloch civilians, including a minor, were forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani forces in Balochistan last week. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-meter air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at the 2025 Deaf Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Anuar Prasad won gold, breaking a Deaf final world record with a score of 241.1 points, while Pranjali Dhumal secured silver. In the men's 10-meter air pistol event, Avinav Deswal added silver for India. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championships in Cairo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.